Good morning.
I know that you've got yourself all sorted out for 5 days of the test match.
Oh, yes.
What happens?
It's like Christmas Eve, isn't it?
Oh, look, it is. Isn't it? Bowling or batting?
Actually, seriously, I can't recall a test match that has had this kind of build-up and anticipation.
Well, it's the perfect timing of it too, because it's right at the end of the summer. I know that summer in Auckland goes up until the end of May, but I mean, for you guys, summer is what, about 3 days in February normally, isn't it?
Oh, we're battling with a heatwave here at the moment. Seriously, 24 degrees, but we're manfully battling through this.
What do you do? Where do you go swimming?
Oh, Oriental Bay, we just sort of, Bay, Cuba Street Fountain, all that sort of stuff.
Do you swim out to the fountain at Oriental Bay? When's the last time you did that?
That's a personal. It might be a while since I've done that, Martin. But yeah, no, it's just got a range of places. The appropriately named Scorching Bay.
Scorching Bay. Yes, yes. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's freezing cold. So, and that sand that's at Oriental Bay, is it still there?
That what at Oriental Bay?
The sand that's Oriental Bay. That they got.
Oh, yeah, no. We got bonus sand a few years ago.
Why? What happened?
There's just sand everywhere. Oh, we bought some more sand, I think, from Golden Bay Way.
Yeah.
It goes on both sides of the Band Rotunda now.
Yeah, that's right.
Sand everywhere. Yeah, it's the Riviera.
Yeah, the Riviera. Matt Brown is in the studio with us as well. Downtown Matt Brown, based in Reserve. Matt, can you honestly wait for this? It's going to be glorious, isn't it?
I tell you what, I was doing everything I possibly could to get down there this week, and it's not happening.
Well, that's because you've got young children. So
I know. If I wasn't away last weekend on a stag do for just about the entire long weekend, I'm sure I probably could have done it and got
two
to basin.
Weekends in a row. There is no chance in hell, mate.
It was never going to happen, ever. Was it? So, but I will be riveted to the telly from 10:30 tomorrow. Hope the forecast is good.
Graham, what is it?
Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, brilliant. It always is in Wellington, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, obviously a gentle zephyr, but no, that's beautiful.
What do you do? Bat first or bowl first,
mate? Bowl first, mate.
That's what everyone says. I mean, it is a green pitch, but remember it was a green pitch last year and the year before, and it didn't actually seem as much as people thought it would. But I think with the relative strengths of the New Zealand side, I'd bowl first.
Yeah, and also our batting, as Smithy pointed out too, 4, 5 and 6 is an issue, is it not, for us?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, especially now that Taylor's not there as well. Right, I think you've got youngster if Nichols plays.
Well, he's got to play. Who else has got to play?
Yeah, exactly, given what they've done during the one-day series. I think, you'd want to, I think, bowl first, get Warner early and Smith, who's not in great form.
Yeah.
You get those two guys, then you and Kawaja. I mean, they've got some good
hello.
Okay, let's just... But they don't play swing well, and if Bolt and Southee can get the ball to swing, Southee will be fresh. He's fit from all accounts, so he hasn't played much cricket. You'd have to back ourselves to get them out reasonably
cheaply. Okay, out of all the sport that we've had, that we've looked forward to, that we have loved over the last few months, this has got to be pretty much top dollar as well, doesn't it?
It does, since the day one of the first test in Brisbane, because that's what we were really looking forward to. After the Rugby World Cup, it was that cricket test. We were so excited about that. Mm-hmm. We inaugured the fact we had bugger all preparation. We had hope. We had expectation. We have that. But I think the hope, because it's at home, is a lot more realistic going into this test. And New Zealand, I think we're a good 50-50 chance to win the series.
We need to talk.
We need to talk about the fact that I have developed a little bit of a love on for David Warner, Graham.
How?
Well, I have. I've just all of a sudden I've started to like the guy.
Okay. You don't
make it sound as though I'm all weird, mate.
Yeah, it's hard to take any other approach to that, isn't it? I think you might be in a bit of a minority there, Martin.
Okay, I might be, but look, okay, Matt, hear me out. This is just that.
Give us a reason.
Okay, the speak English thing was so offensive to me. That was gross. However, since he's been made the vice captain, he seems to have calmed down a little bit.
He's saying the right things, isn't he?
Hey, I like the fact that he has held his dignity in front of the crowds here in New Zealand when the old wanker chant came out, Graham, and he hasn't spat the dummy about that. He seems to have a sense of humour, and I actually think that it takes a bigger man to do that.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I might watch that more carefully. He also he didn't get wound up by the sign that said David Warner likes Nickelback.
No, in actual fact, with that guy, he said he didn't understand it.
That's arguably more offensive than the W chant.
Yeah.
Maybe you said that. That Kawaja thing was odd too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what the thing is there with Rod Marsh. I mean, why wouldn't you pick the guy that's hitting all the runs? That's just bizarre.
Who was it? Zampa?
Kawaja. Zampa's
the bowler.
It was
Kawaja it was pinching Zampa's bum, basically.
Well, that okay.
During the national anthem, a nervous guy on debut. Gee, teammates like that.
I know, that's weird.
Just weird.
You know what they like in the dressing room. They smack each other with tea towels. They do all of that kind of stuff. They all play gold coin game. They all look at each other's diddles in the shower. This is what it is, Graham. Come on.
I guess it does have the history of that. But, yeah, to do that when someone has to keep a straight face and sing the anthem.
Weird.
When they're nervous just before their
Tell you what, can you imagine this? Can you imagine this in the States, Matt, if that had happened and somebody was mucking around like that? They would never hear. It'd probably be the end of their sporting career, actually. You do not muck with the American National Anthem, do you? At all. Ever.
Oh, no.
Look what our Roseanne Barr, remember, did it. And that was the end of her career, pretty much.
Yeah,
just don't.
Who was it that couldn't sing it a few years ago at Super Bowl? Lost the word, couldn't... I can't recall, but anyway, one of those...
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
Top. No, that was actually...
She could sing it all right. No, it was someone else who forgot the words.
All right, then, we've also got to talk about some football.
We need to talk.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do, because yesterday...
What football?
The FA Cup.
What's that?
You left the newsroom. What? You left the newsroom.
Who? Where?
Yesterday.
Why? How?
At an extra time. When your team lost. Explain yourself, Matthew.
Well, I did make a comment in the newsroom. Here we go. This is all set up for this, isn't it? It's all set up for a goal. Free kick just outside the box. What team can't defend from set pieces more than any other team in the English Premier League?
Here we go.
Put my hand up.
Here we go.
Yes. You were probably just about as joyous as when United scored two goals in the last 2 minutes to win the Champions League in 1999. I imagine you shouting to the rooftops watching that goal go in yesterday.
I did, actually. I must admit, I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's nothing like football to kick in the guts like that, is there, Graham?
I could hear it from here, I think.
But what about the story that's just breaking about the Wellington Phoenix?
Oh, look, this is
great. Oh, another administrative bungle. Have you heard?
Yeah, totally.
I was pointing out that the fault there wasn't actually with the Phoenix.
No, they submitted the paperwork, but why submit it on a Saturday for a start? You're running your dice, and then anniversary day, no one's there. You ring to make sure you speak to someone. Don't send an email, speak to someone.
Hey, no, you send an email means that you tick the box, mate. That's how people operate these days.
Yeah.
Hey, this is your KPI, mate. All you've done is you send something electronic.
You talk to someone if you want to do something. Don't always text an email. They don't always get them.
No, they should. People check their emails on the weekend.
Especially when
they knew it would have been
coming. That's bollocks, mate. Look, as soon as you've sent it, it's electronic. You've done your job. You've ticked that box. It's up to them from that point on. You can't tell me that, I'm not on duty this weekend.
It was all over the news that he was coming. New Zealand football knew what they had to do.
Absolutely. So, point finger and start allocating. All right,
fine. We need to talk.
Wayne Smith, is he going to go, Graham, or not? I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not too. What sort of role is he going to, in theory? Is he going to be the head
director
coach?
Of rugby, head of coaching in Harlequins?
Look,
I think he could go. I don't think he would coach an international side against the All Blacks again. I don't think the England role, Wales role, any of those roles. But I think another club coaching stint, incredibly popular when he was with Northampton, really enjoyed that. And it will be just about, because it'll be the end of the season, we'll start of next season, just about a year since the World Cup. He did say he'd take a year off. But the reality is, he's saying this morning that he's got several offers to mull through.
He's got
so many
offers, mate. He's got offers
he
every day.
He wants to get back into the game.
Liverpool Football Club wants him, mate.
Cups. He'll go.
Louis van Gaal, move aside. I'd rather put Wayne Smith in charge of United. I don't think he'd do any worse job, would he?
And Harlequins, look, it's a stoop in London. Anyone knows London. It's one of the kind of the glamour clubs. You're in London. You're in a great location. Got great players. No, some really good internationals in that team. Nick Evans still there. Good on him does go.
All right, call the test match, boys, before we go. Graham?
We need to talk.
Who wins it? Straight away. You see, now we've lost it already. So
whoever wins the toss wins the test.
Come on, guys.
We'll win. 20 wickets, no problem.
You've got no support here, Matt. See, that's the thing, isn't
it?
No.
He almost sounds convincing with that, doesn't
he? No, look, he doesn't. That's the point, you know? Yeah. All right, we win the toss. Okay, we bowl first. So let's agree on that.
Yeah, I think so. Also, just back to when you were saying about how that weakness at numbers 4-6.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. Also, I haven't heard that Watling's confirmed to play yet, is he?
I think he is, or I think he's likely.
He is,
I'm pretty sure he's going to play now. Well, that adds a bit of steel there into that middle order.
That's much needed, really.
Well, I mean, what's the alternative? Ronki in a test match?
Yeah, I mean, he's
just about to play his last one day, I think.
Wonky? He's not playing very well, although he did take that catch in Wellington. I must admit, that was pretty glorious. But apart from that, all right, boys, thank you.